Hello, everybody. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music from around the Bay, every Monday here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is week 9 of Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu. After this, there will be just one more episode of Bay Area Beats, and then we are completely done. I still can't believe how much time has flown, and there's only one show left. It's kind of hard to wrap my mind around that, actually. But anywho, for today, I have a really fun show for you, and I'm going to be talking about an artist whom I really like. I've seen this guy perform live twice, and both times have been super fun shows. In addition to loving his cool, futuristic, funky style that he's pretty much developed, I can't think of another artist who sounds like this guy. He really has his own style. And aside from that, he has a special place in my heart because he's a bass player. And I'm talking about Thundercat, who is extremely unique and talented. And like I said, he just has his own thing going on. Now, Thundercat is a futuristic and imaginatively like out of this world bassist, hailing from Los Angeles, California. And the last time I saw him perform was actually when he played at Cal Berkeley as part of the university's Cal Day concert event. They have this event during the summer where they have these free shows open to the public. Anyone can go, and it's in front of the library. So there's that huge lawn, and you just, you know, bring your blankets or a chair and sit where you can fit in, and it's this free show. So that was really cool. And that was back in April, and I'm telling you, hipsters and hippies, both young and old, gathered around in front of the university's library that day to see this guy perform. He's really amazing, and the amount of people who have showed up for that show was truly mind-blowing, especially considering he's not a huge mainstream artist. And he does vocals on his songs, but he's really known as a bass player. So the amount of fans and the support and attention he's getting from them was pretty mind-blowing, considering that, like I said, he's not mainstream. So that was a really fun show. The weather was perfect, and I got to see, you know, a reputable artist for free. So he's performed around the world and has even appeared on The Colbert Report, and he's played bass on Kendrick Lamar's album. So I'm pretty sure that even if you think you've never heard his music or you don't know who he is, I'm pretty sure you have heard him at one point or another. You just didn't know who he was, but I'm sure you have heard his bass playing. Now, his government name is Steven Bruner. But of course, he goes by his stage name, Thundercat. He has released 2 solo albums within the last 5 years, but he does spend a lot of time, like I said, performing with other already established artists. So he's done multiple tracks with Kendrick Lamar. That's something I mentioned before. And Kendrick Lamar is huge right now. He's one of the top rappers in the industry. So the fact that he's collaborating with Thundercat shows you the level of skill that Thundercat has to be working with an artist like Kendrick Lamar. And like I said, he's done albums with them. And then he also has, technically he has 3 albums released. I like to say 2.5 because the last one only has 6 songs. So it's more of a half album. But the first album is called The Golden Age of Apocalypse. And that was released back in 2001. And then Apocalypse, which was his second one, was released in 2013. They're both super amazing and they showcase his work, but they weren't the beginning of his career. So, like I said, before releasing his own albums, his hard work and dedication and basically doing what he loved to do, it landed him jobs with mainstream artists. I already mentioned Kendrick Lamar, but he's also worked with Erykah Badu and even Snoop Dogg. And that's just to, you know, drop a couple names. So I'm telling you guys, if you think you haven't heard Thundercat, I guarantee you, you have. Just not his solo stuff, maybe, but I'm pretty sure you've heard his work with other artists and just didn't know who he was. He grew up in a musically talented family with a Grammy Award-winning brother and a professional drummer father who played for artists like Diana Ross and The Temptations. And then Thundercat is undeniably creative and imaginative, and he continues to create these really unique multidimensional rhythms. I don't know what it is, but I have a thing for polyrhythmic music that it's flowing one way and then the rhythm changes, but it's still on beat. I don't know how to express that really, just polyrhythmic where there's so much going on, but it just works and it flows. And I'm really into that for some reason. I've talked about the Hogan Brothers. That's one thing that they do that I really enjoy. My very first show of Bay Area Beats, I did Hiatus Coyote, and it's a very similar thing with them. It's a lot of different things going on at once, and how the song may start off one way, and then by the end, it sounds like a completely different song. I kind of like that. I don't know why. But the Cal performance I was talking about, I remember during that performance, he was playing hits from his album. One of them is Daylight, which I'll be playing for you. And then the other one is called Is It Love? I'll also be playing that later. And I was really shocked to see all of the people in the crowd who knew the words to the song. And I knew the words. I considered myself a fan for a while, and I had already seen him perform once. And I thought, you know, oh yeah, here's this bass player who kind of underground. But no, he's actually gaining a lot of popularity. And I don't think he's going to be an underground artist for much longer, to be honest. He's doing his thing and he's appearing on TV shows and playing with some really amazing artists. And he's really taking off. And especially, like I said, his first solo album wasn't released until 2011. So within these last 5, almost 6 years, he's done so much. And especially as someone who, you know, isn't a singer or a dancer, or it isn't a lot of visual entertainment. It's just this guy up on stage rocking out on his bass. And I think that's pretty awesome that he gained so many people that way. Now, I feel like sometimes artists, really good artists, I should say, are overshadowed because everyone is so interested in the visual aspect. You know, they want the singer to be, you know, the person who's the face of the band, or the artist who looks good on stage and is dancing around the whole time. But like I said, all he needs is his bass, and you could just stare at him and be mesmerized and captivated by the sounds, and he doesn't have to do too much. And in my opinion, that's really the seal of a good artist, is when you're just captivated by the music, because that's the most important part of the show. And in this case, Thundercat is just a genuinely amazing musician, and he doesn't have to have a bunch of tricks up his sleeves or, you know, seduce you into liking his work. And aside from his musical genius, he has a witty sense of humor, which kept the crowd engaged and energized throughout the last show I was talking about in April at Cal. And it kept us engaged for, you know, a pretty short show. It was about an hour, but it was just nice that he cracked jokes the whole time, which was really cool. And it showed that he has a great personality to go along with his fabulous musical abilities. And there's something special about seeing an artist who interacts with the crowd rather than just performing for them, because you feel like you're being acknowledged and appreciated as a fan. It's a completely different dynamic, and it makes the show more special and shows that the artist really cares about his fans, you know, or her fans. And so I really want to give him big props for that. He definitely seemed like the type of guy you can just go hang out with after one of his gigs and go grab food or something. And by the way, he did actually mention that when he's in the Bay, you're very likely to catch him at a local taco truck. So maybe you want to hop around from one taco truck to the next until you find Thundercat somewhere. And another side note, I almost forgot to mention it. He's actually my logo. So when you go to radio.dominican.edu and you're looking at Bay Area Beats, and then there's my logo that has Bay Area Beats music around the Bay with DJ Keeks, and there's a guy playing a bass. He has a big hat on and he's, you know, really into it. That's Thundercat. So just so you can get a visual, kind of see who I'm talking about. And I did take that picture at the performance he did at Cal. So yes. But I'm going to go into our first song of the day. This one is titled Daylight and is off of his first solo album, The Golden Age of Apocalypse, which was released back in 2011. I really love this song because the beat is really amazing and I can't help but to sing along every time this song comes on. I have to sing along with it. Can't help myself. And speaking of singing along, Thundercat is also singing the vocals on this song. And let me tell you, as someone who has played bass for years, it is extremely hard to play and sing at the same time. Bass isn't like guitar or piano where you're playing chords that go along with the melody. So with bass, you're usually playing individual notes and then trying to sing on top of that. And let me tell you, that is not an easy task at all. The only other person who really has that down to a T is Larry Graham, who is like the godfather of bass. But anyway, Thundercat pulls it off, and I think he does a great job. His bass skills are amazing. And once again, the song coming up for you right now is called Daylight from his first solo album, The Golden Age of Apocalypse. I hope you enjoy it, and remember, you're listening to it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Thank you. everyone. Thanks for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The song you just listened to was called Thalite by Thundercat, and that one is off of his first solo album, The Golden Age of Apocalypse, which was released back in 2011. I hope you enjoyed it, and before I go into the break, I just want to mention that he has very different songs. So that one, for instance, it was basically the music, and then it had the hook where he was just saying, open your eyes, daylight. And that kind of just went over and over until the end of the song, and it mostly featured his musical abilities. So not so much being a song about lyrics and telling a story, but it was mostly about the instruments and the skills of the musicians and the players. So I think that's pretty cool, because some songs are just completely instrumental where there are no words at all. Other songs, he may be telling a story. Other songs may have a little bit of both. And I think it's cool that not every song has to have words. You can just listen to it. It can be kind of vibe music or background music. You know, if you're cleaning your house, oh, that's another thing. This is my clean the house music. So we always put this on and it gets us kind of pumped up, and then we just dance around as we clean. And it's just, I don't know, but it really helps for some reason. And it's one of those albums, especially the first one, The Golden Age of Apocalypse. It's definitely one of those albums where you put it on, it gets you energized. And I think also because there aren't too many songs that are kind of telling stories, that you don't get too distracted because you're not stuck singing along, or you're not really thinking too much or trying to interpret what the song may mean. You're just there enjoying it. And that's, you know, one of the joys of his style of music, is that it's kind of all over the place, and a lot of different songs sound different, but in the end, as far as his bass playing, it's pretty easy to recognize when Thundercat is on the break. So anyways, I'll stop rambling now. When we come back, I'll talk more about Thundercat, and of course, segment two is always when I let you know when and where he will be performing in our very own Bay Area. And I'm also going to do something that I have yet to do for Bay Area Beats. I'm going to dedicate this entire episode to Thundercat, so breaks and everything. I'm not going to play anything but Thundercat. Usually I play random various artists during the breaks, but today it's going to be Thundercat and Thundercat only. So stay tuned for that, because it's coming up for you right now. And remember, you're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
This is Penguin Radio.
Said, let's go. I let you out of my sight, but you were stir crazy, looking for the next best thing. To fight is your escape route, and so is mine. It was the best thing for you. Maybe we can find a way.
And you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned to segment two. During the break, I played a song called Is It Love? That bass solo was incredible. So I hope you're starting to understand what I mean about this guy's bass playing skills, because that solo was pretty mind-blowing, and that's not something that's really easy to pull off. And like I said, I'm playing nothing but Thundercat during this episode of Bay Area Beats, even during the breaks, because why not? And then segment two for today's show is going to be pretty short, because segment three is going to be longer than usual. So now, for those of you who are just now tuning in, this episode of Bay Area Beats is featuring super talented bassist and all-around musician Thundercat, who has released three albums so far throughout his career. Like I said earlier, I usually say two and a half, because the last one, which is titled The Beyond Where the Giants Roam, has only six songs on it, and the others usually have double that. So anyway, regardless of how many songs are on there, they are amazing nonetheless. And on that last album, he has collaborated with other artists like Flying Lotus. And, you know, Flying Lotus, oh, I should mention him too, actually. So he's going to be the opening act for the show, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But Flying Lotus is also an amazing musician whom you should check out. And if you don't get to listen to him beforehand, if you do decide to go see Thundercat live, Flying Lotus will be the opening act. So you can see both of them, kill two birds with one stone, have a great time. But the first two albums, like I said, had double the amount of songs as the last one does. And all three of his albums are available to purchase on iTunes. So you can go buy them anytime you please and then listen to them as much as you like. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play another song for you guys, and then after that, it's time to reveal when and where Thundercat will be performing in the Bay Area. The next song coming up is Heartbreaks and Setbacks, and I chose this one, which is off of his album Apocalypse. That's the second album that he released. It's coming up for you right now, so stay tuned. Once again, the song is called Heartbreaks and Setbacks by Thundercat. And remember, you're listening to it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, only at radio.dominican.edu. Everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and we're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So you just heard Heartbreaks and Setbacks by Thundercat, which is from his second solo album, Apocalypse, released back in 2013. And a funny story about Thundercat, just in general, is that, like I said, I really love his music. I've been a fan for a few years now. I've seen him perform live twice. And when I started doing Bay Area Beats, I played a couple of his songs actually during the breaks. And then I caught myself and I said, okay, I'm not going to play any more of his songs because I just know my gut is telling me that he's going to perform out here. And then I want to play the songs for his episode because I want to, you know, surprise people. I don't want them to have listened to my show before and then already have heard his stuff. So I really had to control myself and not play all of his songs like I wanted to. But I'm really glad I did because now, like I said, he's going to be out here. I'll be talking about that in just a second. And now I get to play as many songs as I want and I get to play him during the breaks and everything. But it was just funny trying not to play all of his songs before he had a performance out here. So Right now, I'll let you know that the oh-so-talented and eccentric Thundercat will be performing at 1015 Folsom, which is both the name and the address of the venue. That's located in our very own San Francisco, but that won't be until December 31st, which we all know is New Year's Eve. So I know it's only mid-November, but believe me, New Year's is going to be here before you even get a chance to think about it. So if you don't have any plans for then, consider making this your New Year's celebration. I've been to two of his performances. As I said, he's super amazing, super talented. If he wasn't, I wouldn't have went back. And I would go to this show as well, but I'll be out of state when that happens. So I'm going to miss this one, but I think it's going to be good regardless. Once again, the show is going to be at 1015 Folsom in San Francisco on New Year's Eve, which is a Thursday, December 31st. Thundercat's opening act will be Flying Lotus, who I mentioned earlier, and he is equally talented. They've done a lot of work together, they've done shows together, and they've collaborated on a number of different pieces and tracks. They also have a song that they did with Kendrick Lamar, so the three of them together, it's amazing, and I'll talk about that a little bit later too. You can purchase tickets on songkick.com. Tickets are currently on sale. So if you don't have the Songkick app on your phone, download it now, because it lets you know when your favorite artists will be touring, and that goes for both local and international tours. So Songkick is probably something you want to have on your phone. That's S-O-N-G-K-I-C-K, Songkick. Now we've reached that time again where we have to take another break. Sorry it's so soon, but segment three is kind of long, so I'm cutting segment two a little bit short. But please stay tuned for the third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. I'll be talking a little bit more about Thundercat and, of course, about his upcoming show with his opening act, Flying Lotus, plus some other great musical events that will be happening in the Bay. So that's coming up for you after the break, which is also dedicated to Thundercat. Like I said, today I am playing nothing but Thundercat. So remember, I'm DJ Keeks, and you can only catch my show, Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu.
Three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you.
Thanks for staying tuned, everyone. You're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here on radio.dominican.edu. During the break, I played two songs. The first one was called Golden Boy, and the second was Fleer Ultra. Both are amazing songs off of Thundercat's first album, The Golden Age of the Apocalypse. They're a little bit different than what I normally do, but in this case, I wanted to focus on the musician himself rather than something mainstream or, I don't know, more pop and just something you hear on the radio all of the time. It takes a lot of skill to do what Thundercat does, and personally, I think he's underappreciated, and a lot of people have a hard time getting into his music because, like I said, he's not about singing songs that tell stories, and it's not this whole mainstream industry of just having a catchy tune that everyone knows the words to or knows the dance to and wants to sing along to. It's really about the musician skill and the artistry and the bass solos and just the all of the different rhythms he has going on at one time. It's really hard to do that. So I know a lot of people will appreciate that, and then there are some who may find it more of a challenge or maybe a little out of their comfort zone or not what they're normally into, but hopefully you'll at least give it a chance. And like I said, he does work with some mainstream artists, but his solo stuff is really unique, really eclectic. There's nothing else really like it at this time. So if you're just tuning in, I've pretty much given it away. I'm talking about Thundercat. He is extremely talented, skillful bassist from Los Angeles, California. Throughout his musical career, he's worked with so many amazing artists, but he's only been doing his solo career for about 5 years now, almost six. Even though he already has a huge following, especially since he's worked with artists like Kendrick Lamar, Erykah Badu, and Snoop Dogg, he is doing a really good job as a new solo artist, and he's really pushing boundaries and expressing himself through his work. He's not conforming, and it's not like the mainstream stuff you hear on the radio, like I was just saying. He's really staying true to who he is as an artist, and that shows through his work. And it's really like nothing else I've ever heard, but it works to his advantage because he's created such a distinct style for himself that it's become easy to recognize his work. When I heard this song with Kendrick Lamar and Flying Lotus, there's one that he did with both of them, I literally thought to myself, wow, this sounds like Thundercat. And then later on, I learned that, in fact, it was him. So there's an advantage to that. When you're so unique and so different, people are going to recognize what you do. And there's actually a song, it's called Never Catch Me. I had to think about it for a second. So let me tell you, that song is really amazing. That one does have a bit of meaning with it. It's not an instrumental. Kendrick Lamar is on it, so he is rapping. And then Flying Lotus is doing his DJ beats with Thundercat on bass. And all three of them exhibited their talents on that track. And it's a really cool video that goes along with it. So if you want to check that out, the song is called Never Catch Me. That one has Flying, I believe it's Flying Lotus's song. And then it's featuring Kendrick Lamar and Thundercat. So right now is time to get into our third and final song of the day. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to just go into it. This one is called Oh, It's X. And I'm actually censoring that because obviously there's a word in there that I can't say on the radio. But it's a really fun song, super upbeat. And the bass is really funky. So remember, you're hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks. This is Penguin Radio, and it's only at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
just wanna keep dancing in this corner, baby. This song is jamming, so let's just slow down the dance floor, baby. On to the dance floor.
Thank you for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Please remember that Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Now, the song I just played for you was called Oh, It's X off of Apocalypse, and I have to censor myself when I say that because we are on the radio. And a funny story about this song is that I really, really wanted to play it for you guys, but it's a personal favorite of mine, and I kind of had to fight myself on this one because there is one section where, you know, you can't play that on the radio, and I could not find a clean version of this song. So I actually had to get some software and personally edit the song myself on my computer so that I could play it for you today. The things I go through for my listeners, but I really hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, that one is my personal favorite, I think, out of all of his songs. It's the most R&B funky vibe. It's the closest thing he has to mainstream, I would say. But I love the bass on it. I love that there is a story. I know I was saying how he's so different because he doesn't really do too much of that, but there is a little story behind that song, and it's just fun. It's party music, basically. And before I move on to anything else, I want to remind you that once again, Thundercat will be performing at 1015 Folsom, which is both the name and the address of the venue. That's over in San Francisco, but won't take place until December 31st, which is New Year's Eve. I'm sure that the crowd is going to have some amazing energy that night. It's something that you may want to look into. So if you don't have any plans for New Year's, that may be something you want to put on your list. Thundercat is an amazing artist, and he puts on amazing shows. Like I said, I've seen him twice, and both times were incredible. I would go back to see this one, but I will actually be in New Orleans at the time. But regardless, when New Year's comes rolling around, and believe me, it's going to be here before you know it, this may be one way that you want to celebrate until the ball drops at midnight. So once again, the show is at 1015 Folsom in San Francisco on New Year's Eve, which is Thursday, December 31st. Thundercat's opening act will be Flying Lotus. And if you've never heard him, go check him out because his music is extremely unique and skillful as well. They've done quite a few shows together and they've collaborated on different tracks, so they're very good at working together, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show. I found out about this show on Songkick, so you can get tickets at songkick.com. They're currently on sale. And just in general, I want to remind everyone that Songkick is a really amazing app. If you're like me and you love live music and you're always looking for concerts or shows in your area, please consider downloading this app because it takes information from your playlist that you already listen to, the artists you already listen to on your phone, and it looks at them and then it lets you know when they'll be performing in your area and even when they're performing internationally. Just whenever they're on tour, it will let you know that. It's super cool, and the app is free, so why not get it, right? And now I'm going to let you know about some other fun musical events happening in your area. I'm going to try to speed along because I only have 6 minutes left, and there's quite a bit I want to get through. So the first is the Legionnaire Saloon. I believe I've talked about this before. It's located at 2272 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland. It's a super fun place to go check out if you're looking for something to do during the week. And it's kind of easy to overlook, and you may not notice it during the day if you're simply walking down the street. But when you go inside, it's energy filled and it's a great musical experience. It has a traditional pub style atmosphere downstairs, and then upstairs is a dance floor and a bar. And it always has, you know, great crowds and great people, and everyone's there to just have fun. Though, take warning, it's not your mom and pop saloon. Downstairs, you'll find like pinball machines, and there's a vintage jukebox, and it helps to keep that really cool old school vibe and, you know, that fun feeling in the air. There are a variety of shows constantly rotated throughout the week. So whether you want to go to Motown on Monday, or you want to catch some Irish music on a Wednesday night, or maybe watch a burlesque show on a Thursday, there's always something entertaining for anyone any night of the week. And if you're interested in genuinely having a good time, feel free to stop by the Legionnaire Saloon any night, plus Saturdays until 2 a.m. or Sundays until midnight. So their website is legionnairesaloon.com. You can see what events are going to be going on, get a sneak peek at which artists will be doing their thing on which nights. And then once again, the Legionnaire is located at 2272 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland. It's usually free to get in. I think I've been there one night when there was a cover charge, but I can't remember what day that was. But anyway, it wasn't bad at all. I think the cover was maybe $10. And once you get inside, there's always good music and awesome drinks, and the atmosphere is great. So it was totally worth it. Next up, if you love dancing to great music of all kinds, then you might want to go check out Ashkenaz Music and Dance Community Center. It's located at 1317 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley, and it's a modest yet energized place that always offers entertainment for people of all ages. Yes, this one is all ages. So tickets are always affordable, and there are even student discounts that are usually available. So basically with Ashkenaz, there are performers of all backgrounds who take to the stage to display their musical skills, and it could be any genre. Like, they do all kinds of genres. One night may be folk music, the next you're listening to reggae, zydeco, salsa, R&B, anything imaginable. Most shows even include a 30-minute dance class before the show, so they teach guests dance styles to match the music of the night, And if you get parched, you can head over to the bar for a beer, a glass of wine, or a non-alcoholic beverage. Like I said, all ages are welcome. There are little meals available if you get hungry and you need a little pick-me-up so you can continue to dance the night away. And then, aside from the pre-class shows before the music starts, the community center also offers 1 to 2 hour drop-in dance classes over the weekends. So guests may try their hand or their feet at anything from Afro-Cuban to salsa to, you know, samba, flamenco, and like any style of dance you can really think of. And once again, Ashkenaz is located at 1317 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley. You can go online to ashkenaz.com to view their schedule and purchase tickets to see who's going to be performing at what time and what day. And a side note is that if you purchase tickets online, you'll usually save a few dollars rather than buying them at the door. So you might want to go check that out. And finally, I talk about these guys all the time. The Hogan Brothers and John Monahan will be playing tonight at Room 389. This is their third week in a row playing together, but it is also their last for a while at least. And I'm not going to talk too much about it because I did mention them last week and the week before, but now's the chance to see them if you haven't, because like I said, it's their last night performing together at Room 389 for a while. And a lot of friends of mine are going to be there, and it's going to be a good, you know, nice little mellow Monday night gathering. So they're going to be playing some jazz, funk, R&B, doing their thing. If you want to hear some good music, you might want to head over there tonight. The guitarist, John, and the keyboard player, Colin, play there every Monday, so you can catch them any week you want. But as a full quartet, they will be playing tonight as their last show. So once again, that's going to be at Room 389, which is located at 389 Grand Avenue in Oakland. Since it's a bar, it is 21 and up, so anyone looking for some low-key fun can head over there tonight. There's no cover charge, no charge to get in. Just come and have some fun. Now, I have to end my show because it's 2 o'clock, so I am officially done. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, and hopefully Thundercat has grown on you if you weren't already a fan. Please go check out some of the artists I've mentioned if you can, because listening to an album is one thing, but there's nothing like hearing live music. And I remember my first time seeing a real live concert was when my dad took my family and I to see Sly and the Family Stone. And ever since then, I've been hooked. I've been completely hooked ever since that. So, yeah, that's all I really have to say. My dad really got me hooked on live music. Thanks, Dad. But please tune in next week, because that will be my final episode of Bay Area Beats. And after that, I am done. It's extremely bittersweet, but I just want to make the best of my last upcoming show and have fun with it. And hopefully you guys will have fun too. And hopefully you'll get a chance to see some of the artists and check out some of the venues that I've mentioned in today's show. So I'm always working hard to make sure you guys have something fun to do. Please remember, this is Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu. Wow, 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 wow.
so close.